Very simple. I just love Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Okay, now the Bible says Jesus was crucified at Golgotha. Golgotha means place of a skull. About 120 years ago, this rock formation was photographed from the walls over there, and this was the result. And as you can see, it does look like a skull. So maybe this is Golgotha. Now we also know Jesus was taken through a gate. The Bible tells us that. Over the road, we're not certain it was in that building, but we have Damascus Gate. And we know he was crucified outside the walls. So there's the wall over there. So just like the Bible says, we have a gate and we have a wall. And of course you have Golgotha, possibly. So the question is, was Jesus crucified here? Well, the answer is, we believe so. But we don't know for certain. Let me tell you what we do know for certain. Certainly what I know for certain anyway. I know for certain Jesus was crucified somewhere in Jerusalem. And I know for certain he was buried somewhere in Jerusalem. But I also know for certain he rose again.
Yeah.
Amen? Yeah. That's the important thing, isn't it? Yeah. Jesus is alive today. He's our Saviour. I don't know about you guys, maybe not, but I need a saviour.
Believe me, I do.
Okay, now the Bible says he was crucified on the day of preparation. It says he died 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And we know Shabbat would have started around about 6 o'clock in the evening at that time of the year. So when Joseph of Arimathea came along, he wanted to check. Clean his body, he had about 3 hours in which he went from here up through town to Herod's palace, that's up by Jaffa Gate. He had to wait till Pilate agreed to see him. According to the Bible, Pilate's first reaction was he was surprised Jesus was dead that soon, and he waited for confirmation. Eventually, Joseph gets permission to take the body, he would have come back down here, taken the body off the cross, and prepared it for burial. Now time would have been getting on, he would have had to have somewhere close by to bury Jesus. Well, in 1867, the man who owned this property you just walked through was looking for a water system or a cave to keep water when he accidentally broke into a tomb. And that is what we are going to see this afternoon. How many of you have been here before? Have you been here before? One? Just one?
Not at the tomb.
You probably know more than me then. Do you want to finish off? Okay, well for the rest of you, you know about this, but for the rest of you I'm going to tell you something. When you go down to the tomb, it's not a very large tomb. We can get about 6 or 7 in at a time, so a lot of you are going to have to... A lot of you are going to have to stand in line. While you're there waiting to go in, just remember this. Tomb's empty!
Amen.
So we have a tomb. But of course the Bible very clearly tells us that the tomb was in a garden. So we had to prove there was a garden here 2,000 years ago. Now this is a very hot, dry country. Last year it didn't rain in Jerusalem for 7 months. And this year, apart from the few minutes that we had a few days ago, it's not rained for 6 months. It's going to change tomorrow because tomorrow evening it's going to pour down. It's going to rain all night and all the next day and all the day after. They need the rain, so if you want to pray for it. Are you going home back now?
Yeah.
You can pray for rain.
Let it
but
rain.
It really is a very dry country. You can see if you're going to have a garden here, you must have a good supply of water. Well, the archaeologists found that for us when they found a water system in the garden. It's one of the largest water systems found in Jerusalem, and it holds just over 200,000 gallons of water. on for you Canadians, that's just over 1 million litres of water. Why do you go metric anyway? I tell you what, if the Lord had meant for us to be metric, he'd have had 10 disciples, not 12.
That's a good one.
Sorry about that, guys. Well, as you can see, whoever owned this property 2,000 years ago was a rich man. And the Bible would have told us Joseph was a rich man. So, maybe this is Joseph's garden. Now, what the Bible doesn't say is what type of a garden it was, because in those days, gardens were working gardens. Olive grove, vineyard, orchard, something like that. Well, in 1927, we found out, because we found a wine press in the garden, which means this property was a vineyard, which of course was a garden. Exciting, isn't it?
Yeah.
I thought you were Americans. I thought, you look like Englishmen. I can be more excited than you. That's better. Yeah, that's it. You're getting the idea now. Well, as I always say, you don't have to get excited, I'll do it for you. Okay, so we have a tomb in a garden, just like the Bible says. And we have possibly Golgotha, just like the Bible says. Dead easy, this, isn't it? This is where Jesus was crucified, that's where he was buried. Well, it's not that simple. Because we don't tell people anything on this site that we can't prove or we're not sure about. So we have to say, we're not sure whether that skull was actually on the rock face 2,000 years ago. We've had earthquakes and tremors and landslides and all sorts, so we really cannot be sure. But tell me, does it matter?
No.
I don't think it matters, because I think the only thing that really matters is the resurrection. Jesus did die. He was crucified, he died, he was laid to rest. But he rose again. That's the important thing. We don't need to know where it was or how it happened or anything else. The most important thing is we know he is alive now. And he's coming back.
Yeah,
sooner. I hope I need a new body. Not funny, you know. I carry up looking like this. Okay, now in a moment we will go down to the tomb area. And I will explain the tomb in more detail down there. I'll explain. All I can really do is explain to you how the tomb that we have actually fits the description we have in the Bible. I can't prove to you that it is the right tomb because we really don't know. But it does fit the description we have in the Bible. But before we go down there, does anybody want to ask any questions? You can find it if you've got your Bible with you.